All right, let's continue with the phone calls. We'll do the best we can despite the technical issues that we're having. Let's go to Sheldon Tucson. Sheldon, how are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Lee.
How you doing?
Yeah, I wanted to confirm that, yes, it sounds like your voice is pixelating through a paper shredder. That's probably the best I can describe it.
we'll definitely take a look at the problems after the show. I don't know exactly what's going on. And like I was saying before, there's no way I could troubleshoot this on air. So, you know, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. And what we'll do is we'll try to figure out what's going on in the next 20 minutes or so. But Sheldon, you have anything you want to put on the record tonight?
Yeah, well, I was checking into that earthquake you mentioned that happened in Maine. I wanted your folks, audience, to keep this in mind, that after Charles Richter died in September 1985, they come up with a revised Richter scale. So whatever's being publicly reported is actually one full number value higher than what's being reported. Were you aware of that?
Well, yeah, I've heard Lucas talk about that in his presentation. I know a few other people have brought that up. I haven't actually looked into it myself, but, would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't surprise me considering all the earthquakes that we're having. But that's something I have to look into a little bit more deeply myself. But I'll take it under advisement, absolutely.
Yeah, I've also heard John Mora talk about this. He's a talk show host on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have you ever considered carrying John Moore on your show? Because he's got some very earth-shattering information to put out. It's very similar to what Lucas is putting out.
Yeah, well, I know Jimmy X has had him on his show, and he does a show over, of course, you know who Jimmy X is. You're working with him on the Orion Radio Network that he set up.
Right.
I mean, I've heard of his information, but his information is very similar to what Lucas was doing, so I decided to have Lucas on instead, and, you know, it'd kind of be just a rehash of what we already know. I know he has some different points of view. He seems to think that we should go to the Ozarks, that going to the Ozarks is the right place to go because all these Navy veterans who were in the know about what's going on, supposedly, they're all going to the Ozarks. But again, I kind of question that because, you know, if this event, let's say this event is going to happen, let's just assume that it will happen. Wouldn't you want to go to some place that's a little bit higher? Like, I'd rather go to the Rocky Mountains where you're at a much higher ground. So I found that to be kind of interesting. But, you know, I mean, he definitely puts out some good information. I've seen some of his stuff, and it is very similar to what Lucas has been talking about.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, I'm really getting addicted to your show. Thanks to my friend John up in Milwaukee. He turned me on to your show, and I really like it. I hear a lot of truth in what you're saying, like this healthcare thing. I think it's a total distraction myself. I think the elite are doing health while everybody's, staying divided on this healthcare thing. And, you know, most of that doesn't kick in for another 3 or 4 years. Well, most of the earth changes may allegedly, you know, be over with by the time all that stuff kicks in. So most people will be dead anyway to worry about the healthcare thing.
Well, potentially, if this supposed scenario comes to fruition, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if they're getting ready for some sort of cosmic scenario or if they're just getting ready for massive civil unrest. And there's a number of different ways you can look at this thing. But I do tell you what, the fact that we've seen an increased number of earthquakes, the fact that we've seen a lot of very bizarre weather, I think is indicative of something that's not man-made. I think there's something natural that's going on here that I don't think can be easily explained away. So we'll just have to see what happens. I just think the information that Lucas and John Moore put out, I think it's compelling. I think it's interesting, and I definitely think it warrants further investigation. But again, I mean, is something going to happen in the next couple of years? You know, I don't think any of us know, but we'll just have to see where all this takes us.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to mention before I get off here. It's an update with the John Moore information. I don't think you've heard it yet, but he's come across a source in Colorado that has stumbled upon two or three books that were put out by FEMA, and they're talking about this massive flooding that's going to be happening here in the U.S., and John Moore will be posting this on his website probably sometime next week, so you folks may want to go to the libertyman.com to keep apprised of that.
So he has PDF documents from FEMA that he say when they're dated, out of curiosity?
Well, I was trying to find the email that somebody sent me on, and I can't find it right now, but John Moore has all the details, and this is actually, like, you know, this is more proof of what he's been saying, because, you know, it's all been through these former submarine corps veterans. Well, now he has a hard copy proof in his possession that he's about to post on this.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll take a look at it when he posts it. You know, I don't know. I'll just have to wait till he posts it, then I'll give it a look, and you know, I'm sure I'll give you my thoughts on it when he posts it, if he decides to do that. Which, if he, what do you say, the next week or so he's going to post that? Is that right?
Well, I talked to him privately today. He said it'll probably be on his, he'll post it sometime next week. He's just waiting to verify the ISBN numbers of the books.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I'll get off. Nice talking to you, Lee.
All right, well, hey, thanks for the info on what John Moore is putting out. I'm definitely going to take a look at that, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I mean, John Moore has got some good information that he's put out. I heard him on Jimmy X's show, oh, geez, probably about a month or two ago. I can't remember since all these dates just blend in. But it was an excellent show. He put out a lot of good info. I'm not sure what to think of everything he has to say. I think the fact that he is encouraging people to go to the Ozarks is kind of weird. And then he's former Navy something, I forget. Former Navy something, I'm not exactly sure. But again, you know, I'm trying not to focus on the messenger. I'm trying to focus more on the information that he's putting out. And that does sound interesting. We'll have to definitely take a look at that. But again, I'm not trying to scare people with this information. I just want to find out what's going on here and what these people are actually planning for. And that's my question. Why are they doing all these things? More on the other side. All right, this is the final segment of the show. About another show has just gone right by. Hard to believe. It's hard to believe this is the last segment. Yeah, man. Time just keeps going by faster and faster. It really is incredible. But yeah, just to recap what we're talking about with the whole situation with the Denver National Airport, the Alphabet Soup agencies moving to higher ground, and this potential for a cosmic calamity, you know, I just don't know. You know, these people could be preparing for a number of different scenarios. It might not be a cosmic scenario of any sort. We just don't know. Now, granted, there is intriguing evidence and info to indicate that there might be a cosmic scenario, but we just do not know. Now, if you take a look at the information we have, okay, we know there are a lot of earthquakes that are happening, especially over the past few months. We have seen very strange weather. We've had snow in Dallas. In fact, snow in all 48 of the continental United States, except for, well, yeah, every, yeah, what was it? 49 out of the 50 states got snow. So every state in the 48 continental United States got snow. And Hawaii was the only state that didn't get any snow. So you have bizarre weather patterns. I mean, we've had weird weather up here in the Northeast. We had practically a hurricane about a month ago. And we've had flooding and just weird, weird stuff going on there. There's, of course, the fact that you have the Denver National Airport with all the weird apocalyptic murals, the Masonic placard with the New World Airport Commission, people talking about how there are underground facilities there, you know, and then they got all that high-tech covering, which is positioned in kind of a bizarre pattern. You know, if you take a look at the Denver International Airport, you'll see these teepee-like structures that are made of some sort of strange substance. I forget exactly what it is. I'd have to take a look at it, but you know, there's all sorts of weird stuff happening at that airport. All sorts of weird things. That's a show in of itself. So you have that. You have the movement of all these organizations. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. But they are prepping for something. And what that is, we can speculate all day long. I just don't know. And I'm not going to get up here and try to scare you and saying that, well, we need to run for the hills because this event is going to happen and it's coming soon. Look, we just don't know. Now, there is a lot of compelling information out there that indicates that something is happening, that they're preparing for something, but we don't know when or if anything's going to happen in the near future. It could be something that they're predicting is going to happen many years from now. It's hard to say. But the 2012 thing, I think, is clearly misdirection. You don't come out with a movie 2012 unless you're trying to instill fear into people that something's going to happen in the year 2012. Now, just because you have all this Mayan doomsday prophecy and things like that doesn't mean that on December 21st, 2012, you're going to see this god-awful calamity take place. You know, you have a lot of fear-mongering propaganda surrounding that date, but that could just be the mark of a new cycle in which you have a new astrological age and hopefully a new era of enlightenment. You see, I hope something good is going to come about after December 21st, 2012. Now, I think something good versus something bad happening is much more likely. So it's really hard to say what's happening here. And, you know, we'll find out. We will find out for sure. I mean, if there really is something that's out there that is going to cause widespread destruction, that is going to happen pretty soon, we will find out one way or another. And if there is, you know, running to the hills is not going to 100% guarantee your safety anyway. You might have a better chance of surviving if there is some sort of event like this. You know, Planet X or comets or the Nemesis star causing widespread destruction. I mean, who knows? We just don't know. But we have to keep a close eye on it because I think it's another piece of the puzzle. That's all I'm saying. You see, I try to look at the info instead of the people who are providing the info. You know, and based upon that, when you start looking at the information and you compare it to information that you get from our sources, you start to get a good picture as to what's going on. If you look at multiple sources, if you look at multiple points of view, that is usually the best way to try to figure out what's happening. If you data mine information, if you look for patterns, this is, of course, something the mainstream corporate media never does. And if they do, it's on a very rare occasion. They'll report on individual issues, but they'll never take those reports and then compare them to other reports that came out previously, trying to establish a pattern or trying to figure out what's going on beyond that singular story. Because once you start matching up these stories and reports, you start to get a very different picture of what is going on. And, you know, another thing that's happening that is kind of strange is that you have seen a number of people in politics who have decided not to run for a new term and have decided to hang it up. Who's that guy from Indiana? Evan Bly? I think it's from Indiana. Yeah, he decided not to run for re-election. And there's a few other people as well who have decided that they're not going to run for re-election. And you have some CEOs and chiefs of companies that have stepped down. So I don't know if that means anything. You could argue one way or another. You know, that is kind of intriguing. But, you know, then again, people step down from positions all the time. I don't think that's necessarily 100% reflective that something bad is going to happen. But, you know, it's not a piece of the puzzle. And, you know, it is strange that you have people like Obama coming out and saying, well, we're going to withdraw troops from Afghanistan at this date. Well, why are you giving a 100% withdrawal date? I mean, why? So there are certain things there that are interesting and kind of provide a unique picture as to what's going on. But, I mean, man, I just don't know. Clearly, if there is something bad that's going to happen, they're not going to tell us because it would create widespread panic. So, you know, you just have to use your own discernment. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of any of this information. Don't get paranoid. You know, just take the information and then apply it to your day-to-day life as you feel is most necessary. We don't need to panic. We don't need to go crazy and, you know, go nuts about this stuff because, look, I mean, there's only so much we can control. If there really is a cosmic event that's going to happen, it's going to happen. What can we do? Look, I have decided quite a while ago that I am not afraid to die because at some point we are all going to pass into the ether at some point in time. So, hey, I mean, I would say, look, there's much worser ways to die than to die in some sort of apocalyptic scenario if that is what indeed is coming down the pipe. I can't say for certainty if that is what's going to happen. You know, we have different pieces of information, but we don't have the smoking gun that indicates that 100% this is going to happen. So, I don't know. We'll just continue to research and we'll continue to look at all this info and, you know, we'll see what happens. That's all we can do. But folks, that's it for the show. I just want to thank you again for tuning in tonight. And man, this weekend I'm getting away. I'm going up north and I'm spending the whole weekend up there. And do some more hiking and hopefully knock out a few more 4,000 foot mountains. And still got snow up on top of those mountains, so I'll have to bring snowshoes, but you know, at least the bottom parts of the mountain would be nice. Should be in the 70s here in the New England area, so I'm looking forward to this weekend. Should be a good time to get out into nature. But anyway, that's it for the broadcast. That's it for the show. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Take care.